First of all, I would like to express my gratitude for inviting me here today, this morning. So thank you that I can be here this morning, invited by Pastor Simon to bring the message. Can anyone understand me? I mean, hear me. Not the content. I won't ask that, but yes? Okay. So what do we have in common? What is our common outlook on faith, on life? Well, I'm used to a bigger pulpit, sorry. That's a question I wanted to try and ask and answer this morning for you. And thinking about this in the context of our culture, and also hearing and reading scripture this morning, as we heard, that they all may be one. Well, it's not that simple to answer. What is our common outlook when we experience a difference in culture, in language, in habits, and so on? Is our faith the fact that we believe, or that we're Christians, that we belong to a church, is that something we have in common? Yeah, what is our common outlook? Well, we seem to share Tyndale. In so many ways, we share Pastor Simon, who we invite and welcome at several occasions during these past few years, and also next 4th of October at the commemoration of Tyndale. And maybe that's our common outlook. We share Tyndale. He was a Bible translator, and we commemorate him, although we don't have a lot in common. We don't have the language in common. We don't have the church in common. We just commemorate his last resting place, his legacy, why he did it, why he translated the Bible. That is what we do share, to bring scripture in the vernacular, in our language and culture. And we share the fact that he believed. Because that is what Jesus meant in the Gospel of John. There it says that those who will believe in me through their word, not through their message or, I didn't know what, through their reply, but it says in the Greek text that who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. Through Tyndale's word, through our word, and the word of that Greek lady in Mark. We share belief, faith, based on the Judean outlook of Jesus of Nazareth, who hoped in the Gospel of Mark, when crossing the borders of his country, almost as a refugee, the borders of his outlook, that nobody would harass him anymore, that he could hide. Well, we're all here this morning, 2,000 years later, so that didn't succeed. The lecture for today is all about sharing a common outlook, about unity. And yet this text in Mark seems to show the opposite. There Jesus seems to speak like we speak today, or as we speak today, in our society. Why sharing if you don't have a thing in common? How can we understand each other if our culture, language, our outlook is so different? Because I don't know anything about rugby. Even not anything about basketball or football. Just tennis. So that's a different outlook. So what is Jesus doing in a foreign country? We ask ourselves that same question. What are all those people doing in our countries? What are you doing here, actually? Jesus is crossing the border of his country, his small country, to meditate, to be alone, to resource. And that is just what he did. And that's what happens here in Mark. The source, this common outlook, comes to the surface in the most peculiar and surprising way. Is he and that lady, this Greek woman, sharing something. The beautiful thing is that our faith, our religion, Christianity, is not about language. It's not about culture. It's international. But the peculiar thing at the same time is that it's also very limited in outlook. You share something, but not anything. What we share started as an encounter between each of you, between each of us and God. A transforming encounter. Because just by ourselves, we are not eager to cross borders and share outlooks. And just that is the story of Jesus and this Greek woman in Mark. We set frontiers of language, of outlook, and that was also, as I understood what you heard these weeks, Jerusalem, Samaria, we don't share everything with everybody. We define our frontiers. Maybe not in language, or color, or race, but in what concerns us the deepest, our values and faith. Our common outlook as churches, like Tyndale's outlook, is faith. That is what is meant with unity in John. Although we come from different cultures, countries, it is very peculiar to see that we share something. We don't share the church. It goes further than that, because churches also set frontiers, limitations. What we share every Sunday morning is a Judean outlook. In John, Jesus asks, prays, desires even, that we are where he is. So where is he then? Is he in Tervuren? Is he in England, in America? Is he even in Belgium, Syria, Palestine, Israel? Where is he? In John, he doesn't say that I will be where you are. Remember the end of the Gospel of Matthew. But here's something else. That we are where he is. It's up to us. So this woman in Mark does an attempt to be there where he is. And he really is impressed by that. Because that is her question. That is what she wants to be there where he is. So this text in Mark is a very disturbing text. And not just because of the dogs. I just read somewhere this week, the church is to disturb the comfortably and to comfort the disturbed. So what are we this morning? Huh? He crossed the borders of Judea. And a woman, a foreigner, seems to ask a very challenging question. Why only the Judean children and not us, me and my daughter? What the woman actually asked is, I want to share your outlook. She didn't ask him to change his or even to let it go. She wanted that same outlook. And that same outlook also works crossing the borders. You can find your outlook on faith in life also crossing borders. Many of you crossed borders and found that peculiar Judean outlook. Many cross borders today, and things are different. In past ages, things were also on the move. Tinde went where he thought to be safe. He crossed Europe and found his outlook in Belgium. An Englishman, not in New York, but an alien in Belgium. And we commemorate that same outlook. But the thing is that lady doesn't seem to ask to let go his peculiar Judean outlook. She's asking to join. She wants to be there where he is. Why am I so sure that she wants to share his outlook on faith? And why is Jesus so sure in answering her? Because the first thing we hear her say is, Lord. In the text in Mark, nobody is at his or her place. his or her comfort zone. Jesus is in a foreign country, in a foreign house, and this woman is in a foreign house talking to a foreigner. And with a very smart, intelligent answer, this woman changes this whole alien and weird situation. First of all, let me say this. Dogs aren't just dogs and children aren't just children in this text. It has everything to do with the way you want to look at them. So with your outlook. She uses, in the Greek text, the word little dogs. Jesus spoke of dogs. She speaks of little dogs. She wants to make them cuter. She wants to make them more attractive than dogs were in those days. She wants to change just by using this one word, the perspective on the dogs. And she says, well, they don't have to eat directly, as Jesus seems to suggest from the table. It can happen indirectly, under the table. We also seem to think, how can we share if there's such a difference? How can we share directly our outlook? You can't feed at the same time those little dogs and the people. Yes, you can. But they can eat indirectly too. It's not because we think that people at the first impression are different and in no way can open themselves, that the word of God is not for them also. Secondly, Jesus has a logic of priority. Children or dogs? Well, she suggests children and dogs, little dogs. Things can happen at the same time, she says. Everywhere where there is a table, a church, everywhere where there is place, where there is room. And thirdly, she doesn't talk about the same children as he is. They both use another Greek word. Jesus wants to talk about children of the family. That's what it means, his Greek word. While the woman talks about little children, people in need, children as we are children of God, people who want to share the outlook on faith and belief. Jesus' children know the outlook, their family, they're close. But her children, they want the outlook, they want the message, because they're in need for the message. They want to be there where he is. Well, this is how the kingdom works, in transforming encounters, because this is a transforming encounter. And he recognizes the true word of hers, seeing that she has this same outlook as a refugee. As a refugee, he encounters the same outlook in a different country. He recognizes her faith. He sees that she wants to believe through her own word, as we hear in John. What we share goes farther than we expected it to go and reach. The woman seems to ask Jesus, are you aware that your word, your presence, your outlook, Lord, has radiated up to here? It has crossed borders, just as we crossed borders, just as I did this morning past security, just as you did. Can we eat together? Yes, we can. We can share. Can we imagine encounters like this that changed our lives? An encounter that really shocked our life, disturbed as a presence of God between words and facts. That's our common outlook. We share in our church in Vilvoorde the same faith and beliefs, this same outlook that began in Judea, then crossed the borders of Europe and further, even in Tervuren. We commemorate an English Bible translator in a Dutch and French country. But we have in common a faith, a way of life. And the beautiful thing is that Tyndale and our little or small museum works in the same way the works of Mark tries to show us. This museum learns us, our church, our people, how beautiful the outlook is, how international it is. Eating with Koreans, like past summer, listening to a Russian professor trying to learn us the beauty of Tyndale's English. Try and understand and see a Welsh evangelical church pray. It opens up borders and frontiers where we never expected to cross them. Because this museum is not just a commemoration, it is a gift of God for transforming encounters because of what we share as an outlook. In commemorating Tyndale, we commemorate his fire, his fury, his zeal, his soul. And maybe the museum is the opportunity God gives us in our hands to meet people like you and to be transformed by these encounters, to make us richer, to let us see that we have so much in common from South Korea to Australia to the Netherlands even, crossing the states, even in Wales and Ireland, South Africa, Japan. How peculiar. Yeah, and Tervuren. And I can continue. I'm just repeating the last two verses in John and Mark to end. Yes, Lord, she says. Yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said to her, and I translate it for you, literally, for this word, you may you go your way. And in John he asks, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Well, let us meditate these verses this week, and let us be transformed by these words. Amen.